If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com. Senorita, I feel for you. You deal with things
that you don't have to. Que lo que, amigos, bienvenido. It's Senorita Finley or Shannon or Shan, whatever you want to call me. But don't come be late for dinner. I got dad jokes. Anyway, moving on, welcome to episode 4, Lo Amo, I Love It, of Teach Me How To, Pero en Español. I'm your host, Señorita. Amigos nuevos, thank you for joining us today so we can learn and grow and have some fun with some Español. And while we are here, amigos, please do not forget to check out in the episode my referral link for Lingopie. This web application or app on your smart device or phone, tablet, whatever, it'll help you with learning the language through authentic TV shows, movies, and music videos. It's basically like YouTube and Netflix and Hulu, but in Spanish, okay? You can build your listening skills, practice vocabulary and grammar skills. Click the link in the episode to get your learn on. Now let's get into the episode. So, our palabra de la semana, word of the week, is libro. It means book. It's one of the main words, one of the first words I teach my students because we use a textbook in my classroom or even when we're reading books. Libro, book. Live it, learn it, love it. And I'm a nerd too, so I love the word libro in English and in Spanish, okay? Then our verbo de la semana, verb of the week, necesitar, which means to need. It is a cognate, and for those who are new to the show, a cognate is a word that we will see in Spanish, but it looks similar to a word in English. Now, there are false cognates, and here's an example, embarazada. Some of my upper-level students will be like, oh, señorita, estoy embarazada. I'm like, you are not pregnant, okay? You might be pregnant with an idea, which is that you think embarazada means to be embarrassed, but you don't say that for embarrassed. Embarazada means you're pregnant. To say you are embarrassed, you use the verb tener, envergüenza. It's like to say you have shame, but you get my point. So, necesitar is a cognate. It means to need. I think of the word necessity, okay, something that's necessary. And it's a common verb, like one of the first few AR verbs you learn in the lower levels, this is one of them. So make sure you practice using it, learning to use it in the present tense, past tense, present progressive, future tense, all of them, okay? And then el número de la semana, the number of the week, 25, 25. Now, I will tell you that some of my students, when we get to the 20s, they're like, I don't know, 21 or 22. Here's a little trick. It's basically math. 20 means 20, okay? And then you have cinco, which is our number, 25. But then you also have like 21, 22, 23. You just take the word 20, and then you say the other number. Un, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve. And then you start with 30, and then et cetera, et cetera. So basically, you're just doing math. 20 and 1, 20 and 2, 20 and 3, 20 and 4, 20 and 5, but in Spanish. So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, okay? So a little trick to remember numbers. Just take the number that you need to know for like, you know, 20, 30, whatever. In this case, 20, and then the other number, 1 through 9, okay? De nada, for those who didn't know that little trick earlier. Now let's get into our frases, la actividad. Frase uno con la palabra de la semana. So phrase one with the word of the week. Mi libro favorito es Feliz Cumpleaños Gordo. Mi libro favorito es Feliz Cumpleaños Gordo. My favorite book is Happy Birthday Gordo. That's actually not really my favorite book per se, but it is some of my followers. If you follow my link, okay, for my website, it'll take you to my Teachers Pay Teachers. And I'm selling my very first children's book called Happy Birthday Gordo, okay? It is a wonderful tool for lower level learners, especially children. So it is a children's book. So if you're an adult, okay, yes, you can enjoy reading this literature. However, it is geared towards the beginner novice one. And then also age appropriate. You're looking at kids between the ages of 6 and 8, okay? So it's a little gift that you can get for your child or a friend's child. Or maybe like me, you're just a young kid at heart, okay? Try the book out. All right, frase dos con el verbo de la semana. Phrase two with the verb of the week. Necesito información de la oficina central. Necesito información de la oficina central. And what I did with this frase also is I tried to put more, you know it, you guessed it, ya betcha, cognate, okay? Información, information, oficina, office, central, central, central office. I need information from central office, okay? Practice finding words that look like words in English. Like, that's like something I love to do when I'm teaching, especially when I have sub work for my kids. It's always like, how can I get them to practice things that I don't always have the time to practice with them? And so here's something you can practice, okay? So when you are shopping in the grocery store and you see that it has dual language signs, okay, read the Spanish one first and see if you can connect the dots, okay? Y la tercera frase, frase tres, the third phrase, phrase three, con el número de la semana, with the number of the week, we're looking at 25. Hay 25 minutos hasta llegamos. Hay 25 minutos hasta llegamos. There's 25 minutes until we arrive, you know, give or take, depending if you're arriving on Caribbean time, which I love, which is pretty much, I'm going to get there when I get there. So, them 25 minutos may really be like 35, 45, 55. See how I did that with the numbers there. You say the 30 and the 40 and the 50. Cinco. You know what I'm saying? Okay. De nada. All right, chicos. Now, we're going to say the frases una vez más. Okay. One more time. Or as my one grandma would say, one more again. Okay. Mi libro favorito es Feliz Cumpleaños Gordo. My favorite book is Happy Birthday Gordo. Necesito información de la oficina central. I need information from central office. Y hay 25 minutos hasta llegamos. There's about 25 minutes until we arrive. Okay, and then next up, I'm going to tell you about the link of the week. It is a language learning application called Peemsler, okay? I've seen this advertised on Instagram. One of my friends in college used to use it as well. I've just played around with it a little bit. So I will personally say it's a pretty good source, okay? I would recommend using it. What I like about, you know, this specific one in comparison to like Duolingo is that you kind of get to look at language in a different way. The inventor, or I guess the linguist, I'm not sure if it's the inventor, creator, founder, whatever, was a French-American linguist and scholar, okay? Paul was his name. So Paulie Boy here was like, how can I help kids learn language, okay? And it focuses on conversational skills. So, you know, depending on how you are, I would say, confident in your language ability and then what you really aspire to do, like your goals, okay, this could be something you could work. Now, you have to pay for it. There is a, you know, a brief trial period where you can figure out what you like. You know, you can add up to multiple users, you know. But it's, I personally think this is a good application to try using if you really are trying to become conversational in your language learning abilities. And you want a way to kind of, I won't say expedite it, but like I said, you know, Duolingo lessons versus Peemsler, you know, they're complementary to each other. However, with Peemsler, you get more of an audio-centric lesson with a range of drills, where Duolingo is more like a game. So it's the learning, I would say, can be more engaging and fun, air quote. Does not necessarily mean that you're not learning, However, what I'm saying is, you know, how you're learning, especially if you are one of those, again, like if you're audio-centric, so an auditory learner, you know, this would be a wonderful application for you. So I definitely recommend downloading all the apps that I recommend. And like I said, with this one, you know, there's a subscription behind it. So those are my thoughts. So now we've wrapped up with Lucky With That, Link of the Week. We're going to now get into the song of the week. And before I say what it is, let me tell you, this song was my jam for like a hot 8 months. I even got the English teachers, well, at least one of them more so than the other one, and one of my buildings that I was teaching in a while back, and she was like, "What is that song called? I love it. It's just such a cool song." And it was like warming my heart, like, yes, yes, learn the Spanish, love the Spanish. But I know y'all ready to hear it. Here a little sample, okay? The song of the week is Taki Taki por DJ Snake featuring Selena Gomez, Ozuna, y Cardi B. Now, I will also say this song, at least Cardi's part more so, does have some explicit parts that I'm not playing right here, but I'm just letting you know. So if you are a language learner and you want to play this song in front of, you know, a group of children, whatever that number you may define, under 12, under 14, 16, 18, I don't know. You know, the rules change all the time. But either way you flip it, this song does have a little bit of explicit language. So caution before you decide to play it in your classrooms. I personally have to scrub past where she sings / raps, or I just hit mute for a little bit, about 25 segundos, about 25 seconds, and then I let the song play on. So enough of me talking. Now it's time to hear the song Taki Taki, because, you know, I'm doing a little bit too much Taki Taki, although that's not about talking, but still.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki, taki taki, tienes un besito o un aquí, puta flota como Saki Saki, prende los motores Kawasaki, en la disco está Jenny, llegaron los Anonaki, no le va el puri sobresale de tu traje, no trajo panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje, es que yo me sé lo que ella cree que ya se sabe, cuenta que no quiere pero me tiene espionaje. Sobresale de tu traje, no trajo panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. Es que yo me sé lo que ella cree que ya se sabe.
Okay, amigos, I hope you enjoyed the song of the week this week. I know, like I said, I'm a little biased. This was my jam for a very long time. So, your tarea, amigos. You know I love a little project, okay? Read, write, and speak the verb, number, and word of the week. Listen for cognates from the song of the week. Practice listening to the language using lyrics training. So you can go back and take Taki Taki and you know, listen to it. Okay? Watch authentic foreign language TV shows and movies on Lingopi to practice your listening and building vocabulary and grammar skills. Click that referral link. Click it. Just click, you know you want to click it. Okay? And don't forget, memorize the three phrases. Record yourself saying them. Play it back and listen. Okay? We need to work on our listening skills because, you know, think about when you were a baby. You did all this listening before you were doing the talkie-talkie, okay? And then, of course, like I said, you know, I'm a little nerd. I love my little libros, okay? So use the online diccionario wordreference.com to practice understanding new words you are exposed to from the song or the shows you're going to watch on Lingopi, okay? So, amigos, muchas gracias para asistir esta lección hoy. Thank you so much for attending today's lesson. I cannot wait to go on with next week as we keep learning language together, amigos. Okay, so have a wonderful rest of your week. Gracias, amigos. Ciao.
And that's it.